Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Tom here. You're listening to The Positivity Effect, and this is episode number 25, day two with Jason Zook. And today we are finally talking about how I bought his future. It's been pretty awesome, and it's just been really amazing connecting with somebody like Jason. He's really got a lot going on, and he's just providing so much value to the world. A couple other important things we talk about today is reducing stress in a digital age. These ideas of things like minimalism and possibly taking a social media detox or quitting the multitasking mentality. It's all really powerful stuff. Guys, if you want to see more about what Jason is doing, check him out at jasondoesstuff.com. Without further delay, here is Jason Zook. Jason Zook, what is going on?
Dr. Tom, it's good to be back. I feel like we need the Street Fighter round two, the beginning of that, to kick this thing off.
Yes, we have to. Yeah, we got a ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what's is it beginning of Rocky 3 or Rocky 4, where he's like, you want to ring the bell?
Yeah, beginning of any Rocky movie, we'll see this just fine.
Yes. I actually have a Rocky poster behind me. He's
nice.
Arnold, man. I just said Arnold. I meant, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He is just such an inspiration. Yeah, sly. So, man, we're going to talk about Buy My Future, but not just yet.
Okay.
Because we were finishing up about how powerful, somebody taking their experiences that they have going through life, good or bad, and kind of reframing those experiences to do good in the world. I think a lot of people can get so stuck because of their brains that we talked about that mush yesterday. You get stuck with the brain, and it holds them back, and it completely blocks, any kind of growth, whether it be personal or professional. Thinking of that word mindfulness and just having mental toughness to be open to learning from your experiences, how important is that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure there's anything more important, especially in, building an online business, starting your own business, being an entrepreneur, even just being like a freelancer. I mean, whatever it is, I think we get so caught up, and this is a societal thing where it's, people want to be the next Facebook. People want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. These are the people that get put on pedestals, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Richard Branson. We can name a lot of these people. And what's the issue is that doesn't get shown with any of that stuff is, are these people actually truly happy in their lives? And does that matter to you? Because for me, and I don't know about you, I mean, I'd love to hear your perspective too, flip the script around here, but I care so much more that every day I wake up and I'm stress-free. And, a couple of years ago, that wasn't how things were. A couple of years ago, I was $100,000 in debt. I had 8 people who were relying on me, which was $30,000 a month in salaries, not including my own salary that I had to pay so I could pay my mortgage and all the bills that I had. And I woke up every day running my own business, and I was so stressed out. And the problem is that I was trying to scale. I was trying to grow. I was trying to increase revenue. I was trying to get more customers. All of these things that we read about on Inc.com and Fast Company and Entrepreneur, and all these things that are glorified. And what's really not glorified, because it's just not a sexy topic, is how about just waking up and being super happy every day? Having enough money in your bank account where, yeah, I'm not going to go down to the Ferrari dealership and buy a Ferrari in cash, but I also don't have to worry about paying my bills for the next couple months, maybe couple years. I just have enough that I'm happy. And, I think mindfulness is so important, and that gets a little woo-woo for people. And I also do want to get your opinion on this, because I'm going to forget because I'm going to ramble. But I also think a huge thing for me is minimalism. And I discovered minimalism in 2013, pretty much at one of my lowest points in my life. And it was one of the best things that happened to me. And it really had nothing to do with going home and literally getting rid of every piece of furniture in my house and having one chair to sit on. And that was it. It was much more about identifying what really matters to me in life and how can I strip away all the other things that don't matter, and applying minimalism to, just my food. You know, thinking about like, oh, I could go out, I could do all these things. Like now I have a meal prep company that delivers food to me every Wednesday. I don't have to worry about food for an entire week. Every single meal is taken care of. It frees up at least 60 hours for me a week. 60
wow.
hours of time of cooking, of thinking about cooking, of going to the grocery store, of all this stuff. We only have time, right? Like that is the only thing that we have in our lives that we can't get more of. And so it's just, I've applied minimalism to so many different aspects. So like food, you know, organizing my businesses, my life itself, like my closet, like getting rid of all these things that just add mental weight that sit in your closet and stare at you like jeans you can't wear anymore because they don't fit or, you know, whatever. We all have these things. So, you know, I just want to bring up the point of finding a mindfulness thing for you can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And for me, it's really been, you know, becoming a little bit more minimalist, realizing that the things that are glorified in all of these media outlets and all this stuff is not what's important to me as a person. And so, yeah, I'd love to get just your thoughts on that too, because
definitely.
So often in these things, it's just the one person. Curious what you think.
Yeah. I mean, even think of, I'm going to get onto how, you know, my viewpoints, but we even look at somebody like Mark Zuckerberg. He mentally says, I'm going to wear this shirt, you know, every day.
True.
So I don't have to think about it. Like I don't have to have the mental energy. And think of, there's so many decisions that we think about in that life. Yeah. And you know, like what that looks like for me is, like you said, it may not always have to be, throwing everything out, you know, which, yes, you have to definitely, like you said, those things staring back at you and you've been literally looking at them for years. You know, what's the point of, it's just stuff at the end of the day that we attach, you know, mental, you know, we attach emotional energy to these things. But like for me, a big one was like keeping my email organized, cleaning out my inbox. You know, there was a big tool I just came across where like I was able to collate everything and anything that like I didn't really read, it pulls it into one report at the end of the day. So instead of seeing like 60 emails where, you know, a lot of them I'm not even reading.
Yeah.
And I was actually spending energy deleting them or filtering them into folders. That just cuts so much of my time out because I know, you know, especially as an entrepreneur, we look at our email constantly.
And the digital clutter, man, it's just something that I think is, it's something that weighs on us that we don't even think about, right? Like just having clean like desktop files, having a clean inbox like you're talking about. And I was just thinking about today, like I got an email from, because I know you do some stuff on Amazon, but I got an email about my books that I have on Amazon that's like into fulfillment and I have to pay a fee because it's been a year of like old inventory. And I'm like, what? This came out of complete left field. This was not on my radar or something I have to worry about today. And now it has completely derailed my day. And those little things add up, right? I mean, there's so many of those little things in a day. So I do think, you know, just getting back to like the idea of becoming more successful and more happy, pay attention to the digital clutter, not just the clutter that surrounds you in your home, but you're right, like managing email better. People get so tied up on what social media platform should I use? Don't use any of them. Like it really, honestly, it didn't exist a couple of years ago. You'll be fine to run a business without them. It's not a big deal, but people get so worried. And then the mental anguish that it takes away from, I don't know, making your product really great, doing fantastic customer service. Like those are the things you should focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, even like, a big thing for me, I don't know if this is actually in terms of thinking minimalistic, but I had on another individual, this guy, his name's Harneet, and he's an internet marketer. And we were talking about just like when you are working, you know, when you are doing your craft, like work hard at it. Like, what, you know, whatever that looks like, whether it's 2 hours, 8 hours, whatever that is for you and work super, super hard at it. You know, really be mindful that you're there and present. But then when you're off, you know, and you're with your family, your friends, don't be off, like completely disconnect. And it's so hard for so many of us, including myself at times, to do that. You know, it's like that analogy of like if somebody they came home from work and maybe one guy would have guy number A, you know, guy A, guy B. Guy A comes home to his family and he's got, you know, maybe he worked till 3 o'clock, but he has maybe another 6 hours to spend with them. But then guy B, he worked a little bit later, maybe he missed dinner, but he has maybe 2 hours to spend with them. But guy B, he comes home, he's completely disconnected and fully engaged, you know, with his kids, with his wife, trying to understand how her day went, where maybe guy A comes home and he's just kind of putzing around, not engaged with his family. And that's something I've been trying to, you know, implement into my life is like work hard when I'm working, but also, you know, focus hard on what really matters when I'm not working.
Yeah, and I think the thing you brought up there that really resonates with me is just like multitasking is fail tasking. You know, like no one's good at multitasking. We're not wired to be good at multitasking. We're not wired to juggle, you know, 13 different things.
Ladies.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I think some people are a little bit better than most, but there is no substitute for doing one task, doing it extremely well, and then moving on to the next thing. And really, that's the boat of the 4-Hour Workweek book that a lot of people miss. They miss that part of the book thinking, oh, I only need to work 4 hours to do it. No, no, no. The point of the book is that you focus on tasks and you have less time spent doing overall work because you're more focused on getting something done at a specific time for a specific amount of time and you actually accomplish the thing. And I know for me that it has been a revolution in my life to not try and like, you know, answer things on Twitter, answer email, write an article, and, you know, chat with someone on Skype or Slack at all the same time. Instead, I literally quit all of them and they go, okay, I'm going to go on Twitter for 10 minutes. I go on Twitter. Oh, there's some replies. Okay, I want to tweet out an article. Cool. Closed. Gone. Not open. Can't see it. Not in my peripheral vision. Then I open up email. Boom. I got emails I need to answer. There's 60 of them. Crap. How do I get through all these? Well, I don't distract myself. I go through and I answer every single email and it takes me so much less time when I'm not distracted. Close it. You know, then I go take a break, like walk away from all this stuff. And you just come back and you batch these tasks one by one. And I don't know, man. I don't know about you. I get so much more stuff done than I think most people do. Only because of that, only because of focus, and because I don't try and juggle all these things at the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we all have to really, we have to be like really brutally honest with ourselves about what technology is in our lives, like
yeah.
You know, how important it does help us. But like, if we're talking about this, like, you know, like shutting off once we, you know, we're done working and we're spending time with our family. It's like, if you're listening and you get that like twinge, you know, to check your email or the twinge to check that Twitter. And you know, you don't. You finally like, all right, I'm going to suppress it. Like that twinge is like, that's the addiction.
Yeah.
That's the addiction pulling you back in. And like, that's what we have to battle with when we first try to start doing this of trying to be more present, you know, when we're not actually working.
You know, once a year I do a 30-day social media detox. So I'm my second year into it and I will probably do another one at the end of this year. So that'll be two this year. And I can't tell you how funny it is, like the emails I get from people. They literally will write things that the same things like smokers or alcoholics will say, which is, I can quit whenever I want to. I'm not addicted. I'm stronger than most people. You know, I don't need this. I could give it up at any time. Like those things. And I'm looking at them and it's just like you said, it is totally an addiction. I firmly believe in the next couple of years, we're going to have social media therapists. People yeah. are going to need to go see somebody because they cannot shut Facebook off. Like one of the best things I ever did, besides just doing a 30-day social media detox, and if you want to learn more about that, I wrote an entire recap of every single day in one long post at jasondoesstuff.com/detox.
Oh, but that's huge. Thank you for sharing that.
The best thing I did through that process that I just decided to do was deleting Facebook and Twitter off of my phone. I do not have the apps on my phone. I don't have any notifications. When I want to look at those platforms, I am in full control. I don't let those platforms send me little notifications that draw me back in. And psychologically, man, they've set it up so you get sucked into that feed. And then you find yourself 15 minutes later, you're like, what did I just do with my life? You know, all I did was just spend 15 minutes judging every person in my feed and getting influenced by their lives. And it and took that- me completely. Now completely watching, out of anything I was doing.
Like now I'm watching a movie of a clip of Lady Gaga.
Right? Like I just, you know, or a baby like riding a bicycle. And I'm like, what? Like I need to go write an article or I need to go work on this project or I need to go answer some emails from people who have paid me money for something. Yeah. And yet here I am stuck down this rabbit hole. So, you know, I think that social media it's a great thing for business, but it's also a really important thing that you realize it is set up to keep you sucked in and you have to figure out how you can manage your use of it so that it doesn't manage, you know, how it uses you basically.
Yeah, so true. And what was like when you came back from that 30-day detox, like how clear, like,
oh my
gosh,
was
your mind?
Every time I've done one of these detoxes, I've come up with a big idea, like an interesting idea. The first time I did it, I came up with an idea of how to monetize a podcast that I co-host called Invisible Office Hours for our first season. Or our second season, and we ended up making $45,000 off of the idea that I came up with.
Wow.
And I would never have had that idea had I not taken a break from all this stuff, all the consumption that I was stuck in, and I could sit and just have clear thoughts and be, you know, literally going on hikes every day and reading books and just not being sucked into what everybody else was doing, it's amazing. And every time, it's always hard for the first week or two, every time, even for me, for someone who's like, I try and control my use of social media. But after that second week, I almost don't want to go back. I'm like, I wish I could just not use these things ever again. But there's a necessary evil to staying connected to people, to, you know, like for me, for Buy My Future, which we'll get to, I'm sure, here in a minute. You know, I can attribute Facebook to making me $40,000 for Buy My Future just through retargeting ads alone and the conversions.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can I, you know, as a business owner and as someone who needs money to live, I didn't do any work to make that happen. You know, I hired a company, but I had to be on the platform. I had to be using it to do it. So it is a necessary evil, I think, for some people. So you just have to figure out how that works for you.
Right, right. Yeah, it's kind of individual to everyone. And, you know, I think everybody's chomping at the bit because they want to know how I bought your future.
I'm curious because, I mean, I know that I sent a little survey, so, and I know where you originally found out about it, but I'm actually curious if you can remember what your thoughts were when you first heard or saw this. Like, what did you think about this? Because, I mean, I know how good I felt about the opportunity, but what did you think?
You know what? Like, I was already, I guess for me personally, because I was already starting to really, I was getting into a lot of like mindset training, and I was really focused to really grow my game as an entrepreneur, especially online. So really, actually, like after I heard your interview with John on Entrepreneur on Fire, I was like, this is amazing. Like nobody's ever thought of this. Like I really had a very positive, you know, I didn't think like, whoa, this guy's nuts. Like I just thought it was a very positive, you know, response for me. And that's why I was like, I was on board very, very quickly.
Yeah. And so just to give the folks listening who you know, don't know of it, I basically set up this opportunity where for 2 weeks out of last year, and this will open up again later this year, just for 2 weeks, that people can buy into me for life. So essentially what that means is I have about 14 existing products, services, apps that, you know, cost around almost $5,000 in total value now. So you get all of those. And then anything I create for the rest of my life, and I plan on living to be 177 years old, like I'm going to live a long time, I'm going to create a lot of stuff, you will never, ever pay me another dollar. So that opportunity when you bought it was $1,000. And it's not recurring payment. It's not, you know, you have to re-up. It's it. That's it. Like you, Dr. Tom, will never pay me another dollar. You will only get value from me for the rest of my life. And so this next year, it'll open up probably for like $1,200. Like I'm not going to increase it a ton, but I've already added like four or five new things that are worth the increase. And what I'm saying to people is, hey, I want to give you maximum Jason lifetime value. And I don't love saying in third person, but it's the easiest way to describe it.
Yeah.
But I want to give you maximum value of me. And I also want to say, hey, I'm getting maximum customer lifetime value. Like making $1,000 off of every customer, that's great. There's not a lot of businesses that can do that or can say that on a recurring revenue model on any of these things. So I think this opportunity is really fun. You know, the community that's already been built, you've been a part of that now for a couple months. You've even already seen some of the things that I've delivered in that, you know, you don't know the schedule of when all this stuff is coming, but you just know, hey, I'm going to get it and I'm going to get it first.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so refreshing where when I think traditionally when people think of like investing, they think of, let me invest in a stock, you know? And what we're really doing with this is we're investing in you because we're all doubling down on our own brain to continually like learn some of this incredible stuff that you're putting together that's ultimately going to A, make me a better person, and B, you know, help me increase my bottom line and help me make more money. And that's an investment. Like that's, yeah, it's not exactly a stock where I have money in a stock, but it's actually, it's making me more valuable because I have an infinite amount of stuff now that's coming from you that I'm, you know, you're passing along and helping other people now take from that and learn from that. It's very powerful.
Yeah. And you know what I think is really interesting, right? Like this ties back to the beginning of what we were talking about where a lot of things are so focused on money, right? Like in the investment of this. And I totally, like I pitched it that way on the website, like invest in me so you can invest in yourself. And while I can't guarantee a financial return for people, I do think number one, if they do some of the things that I've built, like some of the courses, they go through them and they learn and they apply that, that they can make more money. So I do think that's totally possible. But I also think that this gives you access to a community of people who are on a complete level playing field. You know, sometimes you join groups and it's like, well, I don't know where this person's coming from. I don't know who they are, what they do. Yeah, you guys don't know that, but every single person in the Buy My Future community has raised their hand and said, I'm looking to invest in myself. I'm investing in this crazy guy, Jason, but I also am one of the people who like believes in taking chances, right? And doing things differently. And that gives everybody kind of a level playing field to interact and talk. And the other part of Buy My Future that I don't know, I really think is fun is that who knows what I'm going to do 10 years from now? I mean, right? Like I could release something that is worth $50,000 and it's amazing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, who knows? It just could happen. And now you're sitting back here and you're like, you're laughing because you're like, I literally spent $1,000 on this guy and I'm going to get this thing for free because I was willing to take a little bit of a chance. And that to me is one of the coolest parts of this, that it's not super expensive to get on board. And it's just thinking a little bit longer term than what you get right this second.
Oh, so cool. And yeah, in the community too, like, you know, you're like right away you have commonality with these individual, you know, people, like you said, it's a level playing field, but you have that commonality. So if you ever meet someone, it's like, oh yeah, yeah. Like guys, we bought his future. We're like homies, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. And it's been fun to see, you know, two people met up in Hawaii, which is funny because neither of them lived there. They just both happened to be in Hawaii at the same time. They were in the Slack channel and they just started talking and then they like got a photo together and it was hilarious to me. And now people have met in Nashville. Some people have met in California. Like it's so cool. And I'm really looking forward to the next group that comes on board this year because it's kind of like that you guys are going to be the sophomore class and they're the freshman class.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys have a little bit of seniority. I'm curious how that dynamic is going to work. But I think it's going to be really cool because there's now this new fresh group of people that, again, are all in the same playing field, but there's a whole new like interest level. There's a whole new excitement to what's going to happen. And I think like year over year, it's going to be really fun to see how this thing grows.
Oh, man. Awesome. 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 Jason, actually, wait, is there a reveal date yet? Or is that, we're not kind of sure yet when it releases?
I will say it's definitely going to be in September because that was just, I don't know, it just felt like the right time last year. And in this year, looking at my calendar, you know, I want to take some time off during the summer and just get ready for this. So it will be in September. If you want to know when it's going to happen, there's an email list that you can get on. It's just on buymyfuture.com. You can throw your email in there and that will be the first group that knows when this thing is going live and we'll get access to it.
Awesome. Awesome. Jason, this has been killer for me, man. I've totally enjoyed this conversation. This was great. And I am definitely going to keep my audience updated with what you're doing and when this comes live again, because they need to jump on this.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
And guys, remember, you can connect with Jason at jasondoesstuff.com. And also, if you're interested, when we were talking about that 30-day detox, guys, jasondoesstuff.com/detox. All right. So man, thank you so much for coming on. I am pumped that like I get to know you and I get to be a part. I get to have a piece of your future.
Yeah, it's, man.
I'm holding my hands together like an Italian right now. Like, I got a piece of his future, you know?
Hey, no, I'm excited. And truthfully, it is one of my goals, you know, especially for the first group of buyers, is to try and, you know, as I travel around just for random, you know, work stuff, is, you know, when I'm in your part of the country, like I would love to just try and get together if we can. And if you come out this way, like please let me know, because, you know, I've just met probably 5 to 10 people now in the community, and it's just so fun to like shake hands with people, give them a hug and be like, this is awesome. Like we're together for a long time. Like we got this future together. So it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely, man. I'm definitely gonna have to work my way out over to the warmer weather, cause I'm getting sick of this New York weather.
For sure. All right, man. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. And guys, remember you could catch everything over at positivityeffect.com. Just put Jason's name right in the search bar and everything will pop right up. Jason, we've definitely been empowered, man, by your messages. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.